Hi, good morning, Ray. How you doing? It's Paul from Local Splash.
Hey, Paul, man, listen, I finally got some time today, man.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, I know you've got kind of a lot going on this week, so it's nice to sit down and speak with you a little bit. So, did you have any questions for me at this point before we get everything set up?
Actually, I do. I'm just getting back home, so I'll
be okay.
Able to jump in front of my computer and that way I can write some things down as well.
Perfect.
Okay. Give me one second.
Okay, you there?
Yeah, yes, I am here.
Okay. Yeah, I've been kind of busy
That's it. That is okay and completely understandable. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, just out of curiosity, I don't know if we talked about it already or not, but since I spoke with you last time, I was kind of curious to know. I know that's Illinois is a smaller market.
Yeah.
The part that I'm going to anyway.
Definitely.
But I was kind of wanting to know that this particular promotion that you're running is, none of this is contract based, right?
Correct. No, everything is month to month. It's completely at will. So you can stop at any time for any reason. Of course, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, or, you know, if necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally. It is absolutely month to month, no contract.
Okay, so when you say pause, how does that work when I pause? Is it like prorates involved or?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you call us, you're like, hey, you know, I'm going to be gone, or, you know, I want to pause it for a month or whatever. We just put everything on pause. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. It's just on hold for you. So
okay.
you don't lose the position. We just kind of put it on pause.
Okay.
And you can do that. You can do that as much as necessary. I mean, it's not going to affect you as much as, like, you know, like a roofer or something like that, or, you know, they shut down for the winter time and things like that. But it is something that you can pause as much as you need to.
Okay. And in terms of I know you mentioned the website.
Yeah, of course.
Would I purchase a domain?
So we would actually purchase the domain for you, unless you already have a domain. You can purchase the domain, and we can use that domain to build the website. But most of the time, we just purchase the domain. Everything is up and running and hosted on our server. The maintenance and updating, as well as the hosting of the website, is included. And, of course, the initial construction of the website is included. And, of course, that means that at any time we can add content, change content, add more photos or anything like that, and there's never any additional cost.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Right.
Oh, I was going to say, do you have an address now, Indicator?
You know what? I got it written down somewhere.
Okay. That's okay. We don't necessarily need it today, but we would probably want it when we do your client interview, which might even be later today.
Okay.
And then what was your question?
I was going to ask, I can, the service, if, I can change locations if I move right.
Yes. Now. Yeah. Absolutely. When you're in Texas, we'll promote in Texas, and when you're in Illinois, we'll promote you in Illinois.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I like it. So, how does the billing structure, is that like on a credit card or?
So it does bill month to month. We do set it to bill automatically. That helps us cut down on our overhead cost, and then of course we pass the savings on to you. If you're ready to get things set up, we can get the process going today. It would bill for today, the 29th, and then it would bill on the 29th of the month moving forward. We would do your client interview later today if you've got about a half an hour to speak with one of our technicians. So that's where we're going to get all the information that we need to build out your website and create all the additional content. We'll want to know things like any mission statement or motto, if you've got one, slogan, tagline, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that kind of thing. If you already have a logo, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. Of course, we'll talk about all the different services you want to be found for and where you want to be found. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't really have to be in front of a computer for that particular call.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that the billing would start today.
If you're ready to get things going today, yeah.
So if... Now, I won't be in Illinois until Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfect.
So how long is the setup process, you know?
So like I said, we would get you through your client interview technician as soon as we can, and then it takes us about 3 or 5 business days to build out your website. So that's going to be perfect timing. Your Facebook ads, which you will have, I mean, there is a social media campaign and paid Facebook ads. They tell us to say 7 to 10 business days, but in my experience, it's usually 7 days or less to have those Facebook ads up and running. And then all of the additional directories and destinations that we create, those are going to be up and running in the next few days. So it's actually, you know, good timing to get that going now. In fact, the sooner the better, so that we have everything in place when you're settling in over there.
Right. Okay. Okay. I like the sound of it.
Yeah. And then it's still going to be Faithful Appliance Repair. That's still going to be the name of the business. The phone number that we are speaking on, this will still be the business number, right? The one you want your customers to call, right?
I think I may actually get another number for that.
Okay.
But I could probably change that in the future. Huh?
Yeah, you can always change the phone number or any additional information, addresses and things like that. We can move.
Okay. Yeah, so let's, I guess we set it up. We can do that for now.
Sure.
We can put this one for now. And then if I decide to get another one, I'll change it as soon as possible. Okay.
So, like I said, we can get the actual physical address if you have it later on when we do the client interview. Would you be ready or available, I should say, for like a half an hour phone call at some point today? Let me pull up the calendar real quick. Gets a little booked up towards the afternoon, but it does look like we could do as late as 3 or 4 And then as early as, well, as early as 10 o'clock, we could do it then. And then there's a 10, 11, a 12, and a 1 o'clock. And then there is the 3 and the 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay. Well, I could get busy at any moment, so
right.
The sooner the better.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can get you in at 10 for that client interview, and it would be scheduled from 10 until 11. It's a one-hour window, but the call takes about half an hour. So it gets you like 10:05, 10:10, and then get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I am in between phone calls when our client interview technician is ready to call you, then I'll be on the first part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have, and hand it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I might already be on a phone call when they're ready to call, in which case they would just call you on their own. They would do a really good job, of course, of taking care of you anyway. They'll have your file. Just in case I'm not on that call, or really even if I am, I did want to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, just a question and an answer. So anyone who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with Faithful Appliance Repair, even if it's you, Mr. Brown, and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you for the answer to the question. And then, even more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that you that they are with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and then they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. So your options for your security question are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We can do the pet.
Okay, first pet's name, and what is the answer?
Zorro, Z-O-R-O.
Okay. Type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then one thing that I will need to do here is to read what's called a voice verification, because we are Google partners. It is required. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we have reduced the cost of the service itself, that we're actually waiving the setup fee and including the website for you, etc. The voice verification rate is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ray, give me just a second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Faithful Appliance Repair.
Perfect. And that is exactly as I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Raymond Brown, owner.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Brown, as the owner of Faithful Appliance Repair, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Ray, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, in fact, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically do request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Brown, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. It does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angie leads. The reason that we ask is all the content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Ray, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of your business information is always accurate. Mr. Brown, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We'll make sure that there's no physical street address appearing for your business online since you always go out to the customer. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with the website included, etc., this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 29th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Ray, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. There is a social media campaign, and the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, so my company will incur the cost of running the Facebook ads. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website, and that website is also included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I did mention, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Brown, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That rate is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Brown, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, Ray, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Let me see. We can do a MasterCard.
MasterCard. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Yeah, this is my name.
And is it Ray or Raymond? Any middle initial?
Yeah, Raymond.
Uh-huh.
L. Brown.
Okay, Raymond L., and then you said that was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. If you are ready, I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, 5156.
Mm-hmm.
7699.
Okay.
2185.
Yes, sir.
6358.
Okay, perfect. And then the expiration month and year?
3/27.
Oh, 3/2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
506.
Okay, so I've got 506 on the back, and then March or 03/2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself the 51/56, 76/99, 21/85, 63/58?
Yes.
Does that bill at the 7850 Farm to Market, 1960 Road East, 77346?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent, Ray, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Now, you will – oh, the email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And then you will receive that confirmation email through our automated system in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. You do have your client interview scheduled for 10 o'clock, so it's a little bit too close for us to get you the reminder email that usually goes out an hour prior to that, but that call is in about half an hour, 40 minutes from now, so you won't receive the reminder email that would normally go out an hour ahead. So I'm going to send you instead a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your record, so you don't have to respond to it. Although many people do, and there's no problem if you do, but it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. So you'll get that in just a moment here. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. And it looks like the system has only sent the one that we want you to see, which is good. But in a minute or so, you'll also receive the confirmation email. But the one that we wanted you to look at is the one that you've already received, Local Splash Initial Invoice. So if you open that one up, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And if you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked. It does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So everything we went over in the voice verification is provided for you here in writing. Talks about the services that we will be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Not yet. I'm waiting on my computer to come up.
That's okay.
I was getting it on my phone, but I'd like to get the email from my computer.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
So we are going to optimize your listing on Google. Of course, it's going to be our main focus because it is everyone's main focus. But we will also mirror the content on Bing, the other major search engine. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. So that's a lot of opportunities. We want you to get those opportunities and those phone calls as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 directories. We are doing that custom website for you, all the content, everything else included, and then Facebook ads as well. I don't want to walk you through everything, but if you do have that open, you can scroll all the way down at the bottom. There's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you're going to either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears there. So if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. So the R, L, and the B are all capitalized, and the middle initial of L is there, but there is no period after the L. So once you've got your name exactly as it appears in that box, that's when you would click the confirm signature box just below it. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it is month to month, that you can stop at any time, of course, that we were including the website at no additional cost, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to verify that you are an active business in the local area, so we can send out that Google PIN card, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So I'm not sure if you're already on that page or if you're able to see what I was talking about, but it's pretty self-explanatory once you do see it.
Now, is that the welcome to Local Splash or the Local Splash invoice?
Gotcha. So our system did catch up and send you the welcome email as well. It's the Local Splash initial invoice email. That's the one that we want you to see. So if you click on that, it's going to have a link. It's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then the blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. That's the page that I was talking about. And then at the bottom, once you have your name typed in and you click Confirm Signature, it will ask you to log into your tracking system. So it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you get to that next screen.
So I want to copy Raymond L. Brown for the sign.
Yeah, it's easier to copy and paste it. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, and there's no period after the L.
Okay. Okay. Username, password.
If it's asking you for that, you can actually stop there. It's just our automated system asking you to log into your tracking and reporting system, which is actually not even active yet. But in the next day or so, we have to do your client interview first, but in the next day or so, your client tracking system will be up and active, and you'll get by text and email both a username and a default password. Some people never change the password, and that's totally fine. I can actually give you, though, the username, because that has already been assigned and it cannot be changed, but luckily it is very easy to remember. It's just the number that we are speaking on. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So just the 217-475-1093, that will always be your username. In fact, in the calendar invite that we're sending to you, it's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. So it's going to say Local Splash CIENG, then it's got your username, Raymond L. Brown, and then it's got the actual phone number, which are basically the same thing. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username. That way we can easily access that information and send it to the right department. You can send anything and everything there, although when we do the client interview in about 20, 25 minutes or so, maybe 30 minutes, they will give you the photos at localsplash.com. If you want to write that down, photos, photos at localsplash.com. You can email the photos team directly if you like, or you can just use that general catch-all support email. That's totally fine too. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am ready, when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call as well. And I hope that I am, but I might already be on another phone call. But I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website up and going, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. I did want to ask you, because everything officially went out to Raymond L., but do you prefer Ray over Raymond or either way? You do prefer Ray. Okay. I'll put that down that you do prefer Ray, and then when we call you, they'll be asking for Ray, all right, instead of Raymond. But real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Brown, and hopefully I'll be able to speak with you again for a little bit anyway when our technician is ready to speak with you a little later on today, just in about a half hour or so.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Paul. I really appreciate
it. No problem, Mr. Brown. Pleasure again speaking with you. You take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, Ray. Bye-bye.